word of the prophets centuries old. The birth of Messiah has been long foretold, now unto you, now unto you. Christ is come. Those born in darkness have seen a great light. The Redeemer of our hearts has been born this night. That now unto you,
unto you,
now unto you,
Christ is come.
Good evening and Merry Christmas to everyone. We welcome you to Table Life Church tonight via live stream for our Christmas Eve service. We are hoping that you can sit back, and those of you who are joining by Zoom, I see your faces and I'm waving to you now. It's great to see you part of our service this evening. And so I would invite you this evening to bow with me as we begin our service with a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we have gathered in this evening in this festival time of the Christmas season. We have lit our Christmas trees and our candles, and we know that you are a God who has been about light from the very beginning. The very first day of creation, you spoke and light came forth. In the midst of the travels of your people as they crossed that wilderness, you led them by a pillar of fire to light their way. We know that in the dark times of their life, they as your people struggled in exile, they longed and hoped for a light to come. And tonight we celebrate, Lord, the fact that light has come. That light has come in the person of Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, has dwelt among us. And we celebrate tonight the fact that the light of the world has come. And we know who it is. It is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so I pray now, Lord, as we gather in this time and we share the ancient word and we sing carols that we're all familiar with and we hear the words spoken, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would lift our hearts. Despite the darkness that may be seen around us, may the light of Christ fill our lives tonight. We pray this in his holy and wonderful name. The baby born in Bethlehem, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing.
Joy to the world, the Savior.
angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of ages. Oh, come, let
from Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, and authority rests upon his shoulders. And he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
righteousness. Crown him the king above all kings. Let the nations declare he is Lord. Sing Emmanuel, the Savior is born. He shall be called
from Isaiah 11, 4a and verses 6 through 9. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eye see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
Humbly
Is from Luke 1, 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who is said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Holy Father, you have come and chosen me now to care. Son. wiser one should have had my place. Why I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. So
Luke 2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
What child is this who lay on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. Why lies he our hearts will endure.
Luke 2, 8 through 16. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing to you good news of great joy for all the people. To you this is born on this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign unto you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the child lying in the manger.
Oh,
From the Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
World waits for a miracle. Our heart longs for a little bit of hope. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Child prays for peace on earth, and she's calling out from a sea of hurt. Oh, come, Emmanuel. And can you
Good evening. My name is Pastor Becky, which most of you know. I'm the children's pastor here. But don't worry, I'm not going to pull out any puppets or put on any wigs. So we're okay. There can be no doubt that 2020 will be remembered as the craziest year that everyone had. I remember other crazy years personally, like the year that my father passed away. I had to be away from my family for 3 months. And to tell you the truth, it was a pretty hard time. That whole time is like etched in my mind and in my heart. And now I'm sure other families were going through something, but it wasn't a shared worldwide experience. Somehow, this makes it unique. But this year, I got to tell you, self-disclosure here. For me, when the shutdown happened at the end of March, I honestly believed that this thing would end by Easter. I thought that maybe we would have a limited Holy Week. Holy Week is so fun around here. But surely we would be able to meet for Christmas. Now, maybe I'm a little optimistic. The truth is, I have been told that. But who would have known that we would fight so hard for normalcy? The whole year, right? Schools and daycares closing, sports canceled, uncanceled, then canceled again, and finding out that Zoom is something that you more than what you do in your car when you're driving down the highway. And then there's the COVID-19 tracker on the web where we check on the Johns Hopkins website. Or maybe we're clothing our family with masks, or learning not to touch our face, or washing our hands excessively, or learning new songs to wash our hands to. It's amazing how we have adapted. But this list is just the beginning to scratch the surface for this year. It seems that this year could be called the year of cancellations. How many of us have been affected by cancellations? I wonder if I was to ask you to write a list of all the cancellations that have affected you, what would be on your list? Would it be high school, college graduation? Canceled? School? Work? Birthdays? Funny thing is I heard whenever we first started that somebody on the news said, I feel so bad for people who have April birthdays. But we're all going to have a birthday before it's done. A lot of things were canceled. But in October, I was reading this article, and I found it interesting. It suggested that Christmas is canceled this year in October, which I wasn't too surprised. I mean, they do put out the stuff before Halloween, right? But I thought that, can Christmas be canceled? Is that a thing? I mean, I can't figure out why that statement bothers me so much until I was watching Christmas movies with my husband. They're always trying to save Christmas. It's either Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We all know how he saved Christmas, right? Red nose. And then there's Elf, who gets a whole choir singing so that they can create enough power for Santa's sleigh to ride. It's funny how Cindy Lou taught us that you can't steal Christmas. You gotta love Christmas movies. But can Christmas be canceled? The question threw me off, and of course, my first reaction is you can't cancel Christmas. But the article was talking about the economy, with Christmas canceled, how the Christmas season is important to retailers, and the the article suggested that the activity of Christmas is centered on physical things, buying gifts, giving gifts, having large parties. The article focused on the fear of the collapse of the economy. Their idea of Christmas was different than what I thought. The writer of the article went on to say, and I gotta tell you, this is the best part, that the only thing that could save Christmas is a vaccine. Now tell me you see it. Tell me you see the movie, The Vaccine That Saves Christmas. What do you think? But maybe I need to change the question a little bit. Since we have different definitions of Christmas, I've already seen, I had to ask the question, so what is Christmas for the Christian? And can it be canceled? You heard the story here tonight in our readings from the gospel, from the prophets. 2,000 years ago, the world received a gift. It was wrapped in a human God child, and it changed everything for humanity, whether they knew it or not. As Christians, we believe that the birth of Christ's child was God stepping into history and becoming Emmanuel, God with us. For the Christian, Christmas is not a day, it's a season. We prepare for Christmas in Advent. That's how great it is. We have to prepare for it. We spend 4 weeks, 4 Sundays, lighting the candles. We anticipate Jesus' coming, not just as a baby, but in his second coming, which he promised. Christmas, for the Christian, is a celebration of the birth of hope, of peace, of love, and of joy that Jesus brought to the world. Now, does that sound like something that can be canceled? And if it can, what authority on earth could cancel that? We already know that powerful religions and even Rome tried to cancel Jesus by hanging him on a cross. But in the end, Rome could not keep him in that tomb. I don't know if some of you saw on the internet or not, the UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Last week, he made a quote. That was great. But he said it would be inhuman to cancel household mixing plans for Christmas. But this week, on the 22nd, I heard that he had to back up and regretfully announce that 2020 Christmas is canceled. Now, I'm not naive. I realize what's going on in the world. I understand the need for distance and to help keep people safe. The battle of COVID-19 is going to make celebrating Christmas the normal way difficult. Traditions may have to change. I understand the UK, you know, Prime Minister, he's a leader with responsibilities and needs to be able to do restrictions. I follow restrictions. I wear my mask. I understand that. But that doesn't mean that Christmas can be canceled. On Facebook, I saw a lady in our church, Dolores, my good friend. She was putting on, she had a thing on about last year when she went and saw her son for Christmas. I believe it was her son, one of her children. And she was so excited, and she posted it, but then she put another post with it. And she proceeded to say, I guess this year is Zoom. Things changing. Of course, I did talk to her before I came on, and she had told me about being able to watch her grandchildren open presents on their porch while they were across the street. Whatever it takes, right? We may have to Zoom and FaceTime this year. We're doing it. I mean, the live stream tonight, we usually have this sanctuary packed full of people. But it didn't stop us from continuing to do the service in another way. Christmas for the Christian is more than tradition. It's more than that large meal with families and friends, and it's more than the gifts that we buy. For the Christian, Christmas is about a real, living, breathing person. And that story of that person continues today. And when that sweet baby grew up, he was mistreated and killed and placed in a tomb. But that wasn't the end of the story. The Christian Christmas cannot be canceled because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Would you bow with me as I offer this prayer tonight? O holy God, you who created us, the hope that we celebrate on this night, you who come to us in the flesh as your Son and Jesus, you who enlivens our celebrations by your Holy Spirit, we rejoice tonight in the undying hope of everlasting life offered to us through this Bethlehem baby. Father, too many times there are rumors that your purposes and your wills are threatened to end. But tonight we rejoice in the certainty that hope can never be canceled. We rejoice that the yearly journey which begins on this night will soon lead us to a triumphal celebration of that empty tomb. We know, God, that in the midst of fear and concern and disease and threats, you birth in the lives of those who follow in the way of Jesus an eternal hope that never ends. And tonight, have mercy on us and allow that hope to be born anew in each of our lives, we pray. In the name of Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem, the Redeemer on Calvary, the King of the empty tomb. Amen.
Silent night, holy night, all is cold, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Breathe.
Dear Heavenly Father, on a wondrous night, you sent your Son to take on frail human flesh in order that all who believe in Jesus might find redemption and hope and life and peace. You sent angels to herald his birth in Bethlehem and a star to proclaim it to the ends of the earth. And so tonight, Father, in a world that is darkened, a world that is full of fear, I ask that you would send us now as messengers of your good news, proclaimers of your peace, people who live in the way of Jesus, that the light that will never be extinguished will be living in our hearts. And just as we have shared the light tonight, we will share it to those we encounter. For in the darkness of this world, light came. We celebrate that tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And now I invite you on this Christmas Eve to know that the love of Christ that was birthed in that manger that night has not been extinguished. Christmas has not been canceled. And the good news for us tonight of great joy is Jesus is come and Jesus is coming again. Go with the joy of Christmas in your heart and the peace of Christ in your lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christ is come.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Peace to you. Love you.